CQ. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoot portion. Tonight we'll start off with pre-net check-ins, then we'll go to Echolink stations, and then we'll follow that up with brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before we start into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So, starting off with the pre-net section, we have W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, W4FCM, that's Fred in Travelers Rest, bring him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla, K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, bring with him KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, AA4GH, that's Gus, and Gus is, always have to look, he's back in Punta Gorda, Florida this evening. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KF4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. And W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. That'll do it for the pre-net check-ins this evening. We do appreciate everybody using the pre-net check-in functionality. That is what it's there for. We're next going to go into, we would go into the Echolink stations, but we do not have any Echolink stations logged in at the moment. So we'll proceed right into brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure what the protocol is, but would still like to check into the net. Just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest.
KQ4VRD, that is Kilo Quebec 4 Victor Romeo Delta. This is Adam in Simpsonville. Negative, I'll be short time, but this is my first time checking in on the net. I've listened to a good handful, but first time checking in. Thank you.
Adam, I had your call sign in my database, but I did something wrong and it went away. Can you give me your call sign one more time?
Yeah, that is Kilo Quebec 4 Victor Romeo Delta KQ4VRD.
Okay, Adam, I appreciate your patience with me. That was all my fault, not yours. Your signal into the repeater is just fine. And we do appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4VRD. That's Adam in Simpsonville. Adam, congratulations on getting your ticket, and do appreciate you squeezing the microphone handle this evening, and hope to hear you a whole bunch more times in the future. It's not that hard once you do it the first time. So appreciate you being with us tonight, and hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. Do we have any other brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into the net before, are not quite sure about what the protocol is, and would like to check into the net? Call W4DJ, or just throw your call sign out there. Okay, looks like that's going to do it for this evening. So that'll move us on into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for this Friday night. We'll begin with Uniform through Zulu, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. You in the net. Thank you for calling in tonight. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane, Portable, and Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
W4DJW. Please check in W4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm at my home in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Quebec 4, Whiskey Lima Bravo. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Lima Bravo. This is Roger and Travers Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that's a good start this evening. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane at home in Cleveland. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. You are sounding good. WB4ZTH, that's David and Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You're sounding good as well. And KQ4WLB, that's Roger in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you having us. Appreciate you being with us this evening, Roger, and hope you're having a good start to your weekend. Any other stations in the uniform through Zulu Group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group in the very first pass. We're going to bump it up to the Alpha through Delta group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and will both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. They are in Piedmont. Good to have you as night, Rick. Do tell Miss Lorena we said hello. And via telephone relay, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle in Ware Shoals. And appreciate the telephone relay, Rick. Tell Miss Michelle we said hello. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things swap net. KI4DOS, that's Gary, and easily bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. Gary, do tell Miss Joy we said hello and hope you guys are having a wonderful start to the weekend. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it up to the Echo through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Get on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO 4. HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Dave.
Net Control, please check in KK4HXB Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
JW, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Counter, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Dave. Stay warm.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. You sounding good, Patrick. Do appreciate you being here this evening. And hope you guys have a wonderful weekend ahead. KK4HXB, that's Earl in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you this night, Earl. Hope you're doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, it's going to be difficult staying warm. It's 27 degrees out there already down here. What is that, 5 degrees below freezing? Yep. Hope everybody stays in, stays warm. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that brings us to the India Through Lima group, stations with the first letter in your suffix that begins with an I through an L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
JW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO 4, JKD, this is Duncan in Asheville. It's mostly negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO, that's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good, James. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina, who is our Monday Night Net Control operator. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan. Sounds like it's pouring down rain where you are. It's probably just bad conditions, but it sounds like heavy rain coming down. Stay warm up there, Duncan. Stay safe. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KK4JVQ. That's Larry in Greer bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, I hope you're feeling better. I heard you talking to Andy the other night after the net and sounded like it was kind of rough. I hope you're I hope you're on the downhill slide of that, or the uphill slide, or the downhill slide, getting over it and feeling better. Sorry you're not feeling too well there. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that's going to bring us up to the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. NKF4NXY David. And my wife, Marie. AF4SX, Southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening, everybody on the net. And Merry Christmas, and good evening to you too, Dave.
Okay, David, you might have this one too yourself so far. This has been the shallowest group for me for a while. One or two check-ins every time. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KF4NXY, that's David, bringing it with him. AF4SX, that's Miss Marie, and they are in Southern Greenville County, otherwise known as Possum Kingdom. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope those birds are staying warm at night. I hope they're not keeping you awake if they get cold. And tell Miss Marie we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Yep, David's got that group all to himself. I'm going to bump it up to the Quebec Through Tango group, station with the first letter in their group that begins with a Q through a T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Bill and Calpain. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, we're missing Tom and Chris in this group so far. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4TRJ. That's Bill in Cowpen, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Haven't heard you in a while. Good to have you checking in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Kilo,
Kilo, 4. Yeah, I was waiting for Tom to... Hey, Dave, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Bremen Golf, KO4 QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And be negative and negative.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize KO4 QLG. That's Chris. Sounding good from Liberty this evening. Chris, yeah, maybe Tom will come around in all the way through the alphabet group. Probably busy on CW. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Before Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
CW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4EDW, that's Ed in Brevard. Good to have you as tonight, Ed. You're sounding good. And KO4YHY, that's Jim in Berea. Good to have you as tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that looks like we've got everybody. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And if we had any rag chewers, we would be calling on them, but we don't. So we're going to open it up for more check-ins, and I'll wait a longer pause this go around. Anybody changes their mind and wants to rag chew, or if we get any stations wanting to check in, you might hear some dead air for a few minutes. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt West from Greenwood County. B negative and negative 73 to you and on the net.
Mine went blank there for a minute. I forgot your call. W4DJW. This is KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're both in Easley. No traffic, and I'll be here for some rag chew. And also, I'd like to check in my brother Randall by telephone relay, N9TEC. He's in Asheville. And my youngest brother Charlie by telephone relay, KF4GGF. He's in Goose Creek. I hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
Kilo India 4 Sierra November Whiskey. Name is Matt. I'm in Lula, Georgia. I have nothing and nothing.
All right, that's a good group. Net Control Act recognized WG4MC. That's Matt in Greenville, southern, western Greenville County. And he is our Thursday night Net Control operator. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. And our every other Friday night Net Control operator, KC4SKD, that's Larry, bringing with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda, there in Easley. And by telephone relay, N9TEC, that's Randall, he's in Asheville, and KF4GGF, that's Charlie, and he is in Goose Creek. And I do have you down for comments, Larry, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you being here, and do tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And we have KI4SNW, that's Matt, in Lula, Georgia. You sounded good from Lula, Georgia this evening, Matt. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. And KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. I'll be negative and negative. Wish everybody a wonderful Friday evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4WHN. That's Mark and Greer. Good to have you as tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well and hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend as well. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Going on the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel, Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73 to you, everyone on the net.
Okay, we have our first Monday of the month net control operator, AK4HR. That's Mike, sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's just about going to do it for the all the way through the alphabet group. We're going to go to our first rag chewer this evening. That is KC4SKD. That's Larry in Easley. Larry, you got a brand new clean shiny stump called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Maybe in the net, KC4SKD. Hope you're doing well, Dave. It's been a good day. Today was my half day, so I got off at 11:30 and went to eat lunch with one of my former coworkers. We went to Henry's Smokehouse there on Wade Hampton. Hadn't been there in a while and enjoyed that. Got to talk a little while, catch up on some stuff. And then what did I do? I came home and my dad came over. He brought a way to check my torque wrench. So I use it quite a lot. And he said, you know, we need to check the accuracy of that thing. So he brought something over where we could do that, verify that. Because a bad torque wrench, when you're working on stuff, can cause a lot of problems, as you well know.
Well, Larry, that reminds me. Sorry about that. I was checking EchoLink to see if there was something wrong with it, but it looks like it works. Just nobody checked in on EchoLink this evening. That reminds me, when I used to work at Michelin, they had a lab that was called metrology, and you had to take your vernier calipers and your depth gauge and your all of your other tools that you use to measure parts. You had to take them to metrology, and they would swap you out a set, and you had to leave your tools, your measurement tools there, and then you go back to your workstation and you do your work, and then they'd call you when they were finished, and they would calibrate all your tools for you. And that was pretty handy. Because if you were doing it just perfect per your tool and your tool was off by something that is outside of the tolerance, then it parts would get rejected and you would think you'd be doing just fine, then you were not. So that is a good idea to check your measurement tools from time to time to make sure they're still accurate.
Dad used to work at a GE, they call it the gauge lab. And the very same thing, get all the tools calibrated, and some of those gauges came in sets where you had the, like a little extension gauge, you had the little adapters and stuff with it, and they're all the same serial number or something, and if they got the sets got swapped around, that could cause problems as well.
Yeah, that's I guess that's what you'd call what we had. I don't know if they came that way. I know that everybody was given the same kind of tools to measure their parts with and to do their scraping on the granite stone. You used to use Dicom, put Dicom on the part, and then you would set a level, a height indicator via a dial indicator, and then you'd mark your lines, and that's where you had to cut to. That was just to get you rough into the part. And then you'd start, once you start like doing a milling machine or something like that, or a lathe, you start measuring radiuses and rectangles, length, width, and height, that kind of stuff. Flat, it had to be flat, square, and parallel. And each one of those means something significant, flat, square, and parallel. And they made us make a dice by hand one time, a single dice, you know, that's got like 10 numbers on one button on one, two buttons on two, three on three. And we all spent 2 weeks solid making one dice, and all of the dices, all of the sides, the opposite sides, had to be the same width from all three different ways that you could turn the cube, and they all had to be flat so you could put a feeler across the top of it and look at light behind it, and you shouldn't be able to see any light come through it on all six sides, and they had to be parallel, two opposite sides. The whole sides had to be parallel with each other, and then the markings on the dice had to be in a specific order. It couldn't just be random, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All of those things had to be in a specific location as you orient the cube. So yeah, that taught us a lot of respect for the tools that you're using to measure the parts, Larry.
Yeah, my dad would know a lot more about that. I somewhat understand what you're talking about when you tell me that, but Dad would surely know a lot better. And one thing I didn't realize until I went through some training, this has been over 30 years ago, and some of the gauges, you can change the tolerances of them just by holding them. The heat of your hand would cause them to start expanding. So some of them were built special with a special sleeve over it so that would not happen.
That's the reason we had this, for that exact same reason is the reason that we had to drop our measurement tools off in metrology, because they would go into an area where they would sit and they would normalize to the temperature of the room, because the temperature absolutely makes a difference on metal. Different kinds of metal they expand and contract at different rates, but absolutely, they have to be the same temperature as the ambient temperature in the room where the metrology lab was, and it was kept at a constant temperature and a constant humidity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Yeah, I never thought of it until, you get to talking to Dad and seeing what has to be done. It made me reminded me of something else, kind of along the same lines. Back when I was in early 20s, I found a Vega GT, which I should never have bought, but it had a blown engine in it. And we bought it, and because I'd had another Vega I'd rebuilt the engine on and was driving it. But I thought, man, I need a GT. That'd be so much better. So we bought it and took the engine out, rebuilt it, went, put it back together. And come to find out, since it was a manual transmission, we had installed the wrong crankshaft in the engine. So we thought. So when we went to put it back together, we looked at the end of the crankshaft, and it was different from manual than the automatic. And we about went into orbit, but found out you could buy a little bushing that would go in the crankshaft that would adapt the end of the shaft coming out of the transmission. So I did that, and I put it in the freezer and froze it, and then we were able to just tap it right in with no problem after that.
Well, you got lucky on that one. There was a guy that I worked with that had a Maverick, a six-cylinder, inline-six Maverick. This was back in, I guess, the 70s or 80s, late 70s, early 80s. And it was getting water in the oil, and the oil in the water. And I told him it's probably a head gasket or, you know, some threads that aren't sealed that got into the water jacket. And I told him I'd disassemble it, and if I could find it, that I would reassemble it and put, you know, a rebuild kit in it and have the block milled flat and hone the pistons and see if they had enough wear, they needed oversized, put new rings in it, all that stuff. But I told him if I can't find what's wrong with it, I'm not going to put it back together because it's kind of hard to. You put a lot of money in it, and then you start it up, and it's got oil in the water and water in the oil again, and you don't know why you wasted a person's money. We got to researching it, and we've got to find out that year of Maverick, they had a problem with the block, the way the block bolted to the transmission, and the torque of the engine and the transmission put enough torque on one of the water jackets that it would break the water jacket where an oil path was going past it. And sure enough, that's what was wrong with his. The guy down at Doc Green's over in Traveler's Rest, the machinist over there, could pressurize the oil passages to find out if there was any leaks. And sure enough, when he pressurized it, it would blow bubbles out the water jacket. So, mysterious things like that. If you're not careful, you know, you can throw a lot of money after a bad part.
Understand that. I guess in a case like that, I wouldn't want to, if I get another block the same year, same model, whatever, try to find one out of a different year car that would fit and work. You know, if the car was. If it worth putting that much into. Anyway, all kind of interesting things to talk about when you start talking about things like that.
Yeah, his name was Bill McDonald. He was pretty old when I was doing that. That's why he's coming to me to get me to do that for him. He's probably passed away by now. He lived out in Easley. And I think we finally wound up. I think we said, oh, well, I'm just going to go buy a junk engine from a junkyard. And I think that's what he did. Instead of finishing building that one, he just got one that had a few more miles on it and put it in there and went with it. My dad bought one of those Mavericks, too, when they were new and never had the first minute's trouble with it. It might have been off by a year or something like that. But like you said, there's little things like that when you're doing mechanic and work that little nuances that you just never do think about that can just drive you buggy. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KD here. Yeah. Sometimes in certain operations, when I was working on critical parts, I didn't want anybody talking to me, no radio going, no TV, nothing. I just want to be in there by myself with me and the instruction manual. Make sure I put every little bolt back in place just right and torque it just right. And sometimes I would just stop and just take a breather a few minutes and go back to it. You know, people do that stuff all day, every day. It comes a second nature to them after a while, I guess. But me doing that for the first time in years, I just want to be extra careful. I'll let you get back to the net, Dave. Maybe there'll be some more check-ins. Good talking to you. Hope you have a good rest of your day. W4TJW in the net, KC4SKD.
Well, Larry, that's the same way I would do with writing software. I'd wait. I mean, I'd write software some during the day while people were there, but I'd wait. If I had something really complex to do, I'd wait till nobody was going to come there and interrupt me. One of the things they said, I heard a study, is that if somebody interrupts you while you're writing code, while you're deep in it, and you've got hundreds of lines of code in your head, and you've got hundreds of conditions, and you're trying to solve this one for all of those, this one issue with for all of those conditions, if somebody interrupts you for something that takes 2 minutes for you to answer them, it'll take you 30 minutes to get back to where you were before they interrupted you for that 2 minutes worth of information they got out of you. You lose a half an hour. And I believe it. So like you said, I'd wait till late at night. I'd get some of the best coding I ever did in my life done from 6 o'clock in the evening till the morning when people started coming in the next day. That's when I wrote code the best. And it's just like you said, no interruptions. Interruptions just cause havoc when you're trying to do something really complicated like that. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chute portion of the net, Larry, and looking forward to this time next week when you're calling this net. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Evening, Dave. Sorry to be late. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Couldn't remember your call sign right off the top of my head for some odd reason. Anyway, check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County, in fact. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on net.
DJW. Check in Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
Okay, second shift has arrived. We did pull Tom away from the CW on the lower portion of 40 meters. Net Control, I'd like to recognize in 0TR, that's Tom and Greer, my neighbor, just a stone throw away from me over here. Tom, tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and we do appreciate you breaking away from the CW to come over here and spend a minute or two with us. Tell Miss Bernice we said hey. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, that's called AGE. That's the acronym for forgetting calls like that that you've been using for the last umpteen years. AGE. We are all getting it. We will all be victims of it. And appreciate you being here. Net Control Electric recognize K4XB, that's Tommy, and KQ4TBD, that's Angela. They're in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. And my son, KI4THV, that's Danny in Traveler's Rest. Danny, it's really good to hear your voice on the radio. Appreciate you being with us tonight and hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's about going to wrap it up. One last call all the way through the alphabet if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, do be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where I will be calling it again tomorrow night because we need some more net control operators. So if you're thinking about being a net control operator and you aren't sure about it, this is a good time to jump in. We do need a few more. We need one every other night on Friday, then we have some days on Saturday that need to be filled in throughout the month. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge T-Meter Net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
WKC4EGN.
Well, hello, Harry. You staying warm up there in Candler?
Oh, yeah, I think it's, let me see. It's a balmy 21.9 degrees right now.
Well, you guys are having a heat wave up there, aren't you? I hope you don't have any precipitation coming down.
No, it's pretty clear. I think that's part of the problem is there are no clouds. All the heat's going back up towards the sun. Just want to aggravate you a little bit. When you talked about AGE, listening to your net report, it almost sounded like your computer forgot what the number of the day was. There was a pregnant pause in there.
So, Harry, I was afraid that something was going to go wrong tonight. I swapped out. So I've been working on this computer for the last 3 days. I got a new one. I did an upgrade. And it took me 3 days to get everything running on the new one before I swapped it out with the old one. And I swapped it out this morning to give myself plenty of time for it to have, you know, issues. And I checked it out with Tom earlier today once I got it working. But it had several issues that I had to resolve. And when I pulled up and send the net report, it's in the software. And I thought, that's one thing that I did not check. So I'm going to have to look at it and see why it had that pause. I don't know what it did. It's a brand new computer, though, and I've loaded all the software on it. And this is the first time that it's been used for the net. And a lot of dependencies there, a lot of things that could go wrong. Once you get it all working good, you know, it'll work for years and years and years. But getting it working for the very first time, a lot of opportunity for oopses.
You made that comment about AGE, and then I heard your net report, and he says, you know, this is such and such, 6. Just that extra half a second of pause in there, and I thought, computer's got AGE too.
I'll have to put that antenna into a dummy load and play that a few times and find out what it. It could be the number 6. It could be December. It could be something. I don't know what it is, but it could be. It's got to be something. But I'll have to figure that out. The first part in solving that is I have to reproduce it. Once I reproduce it, I can narrow it down pretty quick.
Well, yeah, my first thought was it gave enough time for a two-character number, except that it didn't say 0.
Yeah, all those numbers are pre-recorded, so it's got 1 through 99, and it's got a. You know what? That's probably it. It's probably had to pull all of that up. Well, no, that didn't, because it reaches across to a Raspberry Pi to do that. I don't know why it did. No, because normally it never does have that problem, but I heard it too. I turn on another radio to listen to it on reverse because it's being transmitted from here. So I pull up another radio, and I heard that same pause that you're talking about, so I know what that is. But normally, if I don't turn on that other radio and hit it on reverse, I won't be able to hear it.
I've given you a task. While you and Larry were talking, it's been a long time ago now, but scout troop I worked with went to Ellicott Rock, and that's where supposedly, and I say supposedly now, for about probably 250 years, it was the place where Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina all come together. And when you can, there's a little trail you can hike, and we hiked in there, and we found the place where they chisel the mark on the rock. And as we were hiking in there, past the sign that pointed a quarter of a mile in another direction where the real place was, the original survey was done with a rod and a chain, and I think they started in Charleston. You can imagine that, and the reading up on how that was done was the rod and the chain were kept in the shade as much as possible, because over that distance, the change in the length of the rod and the chain due to the temperature change would be enough to throw it off. And I guess today when they did it with the satellite and stuff, it was about a quarter of a mile off where the real point was. I think it was in a national park, so it really didn't cause any property owners any real issues about which state they really lived in. But I just throw that in there. That's the opposite end of your tolerance problem. And with that, Dave, we'll turn it back to you. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, that is very interesting. I remember when I was in the Boy Scouts, we went to that same place that you're talking about, because I remember them telling us this is where all these states come together. And I remember, and we were camping up there overnight. And another thing I remember about that very night that we were there and we saw that mark was that that night, laying down, looking up, we slept under the stars. We didn't have tents or anything like that. We just had camping or sleeping bags. And the scout leaders told us, look at the sky and look at the quantity of stars that you see. And Harry, it was like Las Vegas of space. You could see so many bright stars. You could see the Milky Way just as clear as day because there was no light pollution from up there. And the moon wasn't out that night. And it was a beautiful starlit night that night. I remember that distinctly. And being off by a mile when they used rods from Columbia all the way to where South Carolina intersects all those other states, that's pretty good. You know, only being off by a quarter of a mile, that's really, really good. You got to give them an A for effort. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around here. Take care. Stay warm. KC4EZN, W4DJW, clear.
EZN clear. Good to talk to you, Dave.